brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Welcome back to the second hour. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in here for Alex, guest hosting today. Alex is in the building and will be giving us special reports in the next few minutes. In fact, we've got Troy Smith here from Bright Ideas in Austin. And that's bihydro.com, just like it sounds, bihydro.com. And he's not a sponsor of the show yet, but we're going to try to talk him into no, the reason... Oh, no, we crashed your server, man. Oh, no, your website's down.
Oh, no. That's a good sign.
Yeah, well, as this grows, you're going to need to beef up your server, that's for sure.
That sounds good.
But for those of you listening, just try it again, you know, in a few hours. So bihydro.com is down. This happens all the time. I'm telling you, the Alex Jones Show has a huge reach. You're reaching a lot of people. What do you want to say to the million people listening right now about aquaponics?
Aquaponics is growing. It's something that everybody can achieve. If people are out there thinking it's something that's too difficult and too complicated, it's very, very simple. We can set you up very easily. It's very, very easy to maintain. It's not going to take a lot away from your lifestyle.
And, yeah, it's pretty much like... Once it's going, I mean, you have to cycle some things at first, but once it's going, it pretty much runs itself.
That's right.
Now, here's another thing from a nutritional aspect. Listen in, folks. This is crucial. You know the importance of trace minerals like selenium and chromium for proper blood sugar regulation, for example, or magnesium, a zinc for immune system function. These minerals, and this was actually brought to my attention by your guy there, Jason, brilliant guy who works at your store. That if you actually are putting these minerals into your soil plants, then the minerals are being lost and they're not going into the plants. But if you add these minerals to an aquaponic system, because they're being recirculated in the water, your plants are going to uptake 90%+ of the selenium, which means you eat those plants, you are in fact nourishing your body with those trace minerals that are missing in everyday foods.
Right, and that's why we encourage the media beds, because that's where you can fortify the beds. We like to encourage, for instance, green sand, minerals plus, rock phosphates, things of that nature. You can put all that right into the media beds, and getting that fortified is going to give you all those extra minerals.
That's crucial. You know, all of my research, Troy, says that eating minerals in their inorganic forms, non-organic forms, like non-plant forms, is really not that beneficial to the body. You know, like magnesium oxide, for example, not that useful compared to something like magnesium malate, which is more bioavailable. But when you put minerals in the grow beds in an aquaponic system, the plants take them up and they convert them into bioavailable minerals, which is what keeps you alive, folks. I mean, you want to heal well, you want to be resistant to a biological attack or an epidemic outbreak, you want to be immune to the flu, you want to not have heart disease, not have cancer, you need to get these minerals into your system. Selenium prevents cancer and boosts brain function, prevents Alzheimer's and dementia. This is the technology to get the minerals into your body. It works.
That's right. Yeah, so there's no reason why you can't have a truly wholesome food. It doesn't cost a lot of money to fortify the beds. It's inexpensive amendments, so I encourage it.
Well, very good. I want to thank you, Troy. It's great having you here. I hope that your store does well. I hope your website comes back up eventually. You might want to call your webmaster when you leave here. Yeah. But Bright Ideas is the name of the store in Austin, Texas. And again, there are aquaponics / hydroponics everywhere across the country. So get the books, get the knowledge so that you can be more self-reliant and you can actually nourish your body. You can grow medicinal herbs. You can grow antibacterials, antivirals. You can grow medicine, mineral-rich foods. You can grow it all, even in an apartment using no soil whatsoever. That's aquaponics. So thanks, Troy, for being here. It was great to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. All right, folks, stay with us. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break with more breaking news from Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing with the second hour, this is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams co-hosting right now with Alex, who's in the studio here, breaking down more information, breaking news on North Korea, developments there. We've been talking about food independence and self-reliance. We've got more guests coming up, including a geoengineering guest in the third hour. But let's go to Alex now for more on North Korea and the prospect of war.
Absolutely. And this is breaking now. They're going to give me a print off of it and bring it in here. They're going to put it on screen here in just a moment. Fox News is reporting that a family, well, they're saying children were kidnapped, and then they cut to a shot of Infowars.com spray-painted on a mailbox, okay? And then they just imply that we're involved in kidnapping of children. And then you learn that it was the parents with their own kids not wanting CPS to have them. So, in fact, you cover some of the North Korea news. I'm gonna go get it pulled up.
All right, go ahead and get that pulled up. It's insane. The bottom line, folks, is that InfoWars gets blamed for everything. But this gets back to the same point that Alex was mentioning just in the previous hour, which is that the establishment wants to bring down and discredit Matt Drudge Report, InfoWars, and Natural News, the website where I'm the editor, and so on, and WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah over there. Why do they do that? Because they can't control us. We have no bosses. We are our own bosses. We answer to you, the audience. We answer to the readers, to the listeners. That's it. We don't have investors pulling our strings. We don't have someone who can control us because they have dirt on us. We are completely independent and passion-driven people who believe in liberty, who believe in telling the truth, who believe in whistleblowing and exposing the lies and fraud of the pharmaceutical industry or GMOs or politics or false flags. You name it. That's what we believe in, and we're going to be here doing it for as long as we can, no matter what the case. But getting back to North Korea, and Alex will be joining us here. He's out there talking to the crew right now about what's going on with that kidnapping. North Korea situation is, of course, escalating. The U.S. is now sending a missile defense system to Guam to defend against North Korea. But that doesn't even make sense because you don't just set these up in 24 hours. It probably won't be set up until, you know, the year 2015 or something. North Korea's army said it has, quote, ratified an attack against the United States. Some of the actions they've taken over the past few weeks present a real and clear danger, says Hagel. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, clear and present danger to quote Tom Clancy's book title and movie title there. The Pentagon says it's also going to deploy a terminal high-altitude area defense missile system, the THAAD defense system, to Guam. We've got stealth bombers now doing some practice runs over in that area, it looks like, and we've got some Aegis cruisers heading that direction. Troops are being amassed on the border between North Korea and South Korea, and their absolutely insane leader, Kim Jong-un, is threatening everything. He says he's going to nuke Austin. He's going to nuke Los Angeles. He's going to nuke Seattle. Now, it is true that he's got nukes. The question is, can he actually launch them on missiles? Now, think about this for a minute. Why isn't the United States, why haven't we already taken out this guy? All right? Now, I'm not a pro-war type of guy. I'm not an interventionist type of guy. I lean more towards Ron Paul on these issues. But when you've got a nation like that that is directly threatening you, holding a gun to your head, a nuclear missile to your head, and saying, we're going to launch missiles, and actually broadcasting the targets where they're going to hit your cities with nukes, I mean, come on, what more excuse do you need, folks? You send a team in there and you take them out. You take out the leadership of North Korea, whether you do it on the ground or whether you do it from high orbit, you know, secret space weaponry that the government's got. It doesn't matter. You take them out because it is an imminent threat. They have threatened to kill essentially tens of millions of Americans who live in the U.S. cities. So why are we doing nothing in North Korea? Why are we spending all our military assets in the Middle East? Remember when even those people never even really directly threatened us. You know, Bush had to invent the evidence to justify an attack on Saddam Hussein. I mean, it was all fabricated. You know, the yellow cake, the weapons of mass destruction, it was all fabricated. But yet when there's a real threat from North Korea, who really does have nukes because they've been testing them, That's confirmed. When there's a real threat, the U.S. does nothing? What's our military for if it's not to defend us against these kind of tyrants? Now, Kim Jong-un, he's a psychopath. He is dangerous precisely because he is unpredictable. When you are negotiating nation to nation, when you are trying to position yourself in defending your nation against war, you have to rely on the assumption that the other party is rational. If you are negotiating, both parties have to be rational. If one party is highly irrational, which is Kim Jong-un, or Un, I don't know how you... Kim Jong-un probably is the best way to say it. He's actually sort of fulfilling some of the UN's desires to get things stirred up. But if he's not rational, you can't negotiate with him. And he might do something crazy that is even against his own interests. You see, this is a key psychological element that you got to understand. We rely on national leaders to do things that are in their own interests. If they abandon that line of thinking, then they are unpredictable and they are dangerous. And that's where we are with Kim Jong-un. Now, you have that piece, Alex?
Yeah, I sure do. We post it up at Infowars.com. Here's the headline. Anti-government parents allegedly kidnap their own children.
How do you kidnap your own children?
And this is Fox 13. It says that they went to an anti-government rally, and so their children were taken, because, you know, all the dramas and sitcoms show that as terrorists.
Right.
It's like the veterans are being grabbed in mass and having their guns taken with no criminal record, no mental record. This is the purge. The Nazis and the Soviets... And we can actually put this on screen. They were actually...
Yeah, and by anti-government rally, is it just like a... does that mean like a pro-constitution rally?
No, no, no. They just say they went to an anti-government rally, and when the police learned that they'd gone to an anti-government rally, when they got back to Florida, they took their children, says it right here in the article, and they're announcing it like they have terrorists. And so the parents got their children back and then disappeared with them. And, I mean, how dare them? It's like the Soviet Union. You know, some people in the Soviet Union ran to the woods.
Right.
And they were terrorists. They were terrorists as well. And then throughout the newscast, they just show that they had Infowars.com bumper sticker that looks like it's spray painted. That's a bumper sticker we put out. And they just show the insane criminal evil that is Infowars.com.
So they're basically trying to blame Infowars for parents abducting their own children.
But I mean, it's like this all the time.
It's insane.
But again, coming up the next hour, you have the special piece we're going to premiere here on the radio,
right,
where there is no New World Order and there are no bullets, and Glenn Beck agrees.
And there's no armored assault vehicles. The DHS doesn't exist. Hey, have you started selling imaginary bullets yet out of your store? Remember? That's the way to raise some revenue right there. The government's buying imaginary bullets in huge quantities.
Meanwhile, our government allowed and the UN allowed ABB, the Swiss company, with Rumsfeld as its head, to actually transfer the reactors in the mid-90s to...
There it is, the mailbox with Infowars.com.
To North Korea, so that they would have this. And now North Korea, quote, approves a nuclear strike on the United States. That is French news agency AFP. Reuters also has the similar headline. And that was yesterday. Now they're moving all sorts of U.S. military equipment into the area. They're openly talking about all sorts of war. I mean, it is just getting crazier and crazier and crazier.
I got something for you, Alex. What about this? Colorado Democrat Representative Diana DeGette. She doesn't realize, she's a gun control person, she doesn't realize that magazines can be reloaded. She says that if you have a 30-round mag, which I have here in the studio, that once you use them, the bullets will have been shot, and then there won't be any more magazines available. There's actually a video.
Well, you see, you've got the globalists that are all buying billions of bullets, armored vehicles. They know about weapons and how to use them.
Yeah.
Einstein's a big gun aficionado, owns a bunch, has bodyguards. But they count on the general public to think that if they fire a .22, it's going to explode, and they're going to fly back like police academy.
Yeah. Right.
So
there's your magazine.
So, yes. The sheeple feel safe when they see someone in a black uniform with police dogs barking at them like Nazi Germany, but they don't feel safe if they drive by farmers all over the country,
right,
even in rural areas that have shotguns in their cab.
Yeah.
Police are called. Anywhere in Texas now, if you fire guns even on 10,000-acre ranches, helicopters, police, you name it, come. And then they come because you're not allowed to shoot guns in America. There's no law. Veterans are being grabbed by the thousands a week that we know of, drug off, forced drugged, made to sign papers or mentally ill. Their guns are taken, and then their kids. And God forbid a veteran run with his son or daughter because now you're a terrorist.
Yeah,
and they have Amber Alerts. Oh, my gosh. It actually says in the news article, this is from Fox 13 I'm reading, that the children were taken after they went to the anti-government extremist rally, and that when police questioned them about it at the anti-gun the anti-government rally, that they were arrested because he was talking crazy. And again, it's crazy to say there's a takeover.
But he probably
said, hey, cops, New World Order.
Bullets.
Yeah, yeah, DHS is arming.
Yeah.
New World Order, foreign banks are imploding us. They're arresting veterans. It's totally hellish. You know, the Obama shipping guns to Mexico, shutting down our power plants. This boy's nuts. And I've got video of state police in Virginia at checkpoints who find a pocket constitution, and they start hyperventilating and arrest the woman.
Right here, like one of these?
It was the type we sold. She got it from us.
Yeah,
and it was like the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Founding Father quotes with George Washington on the back.
See, this is how the mental health initiatives are going to work. If you have actual knowledge of reality, Alex, they're going to say you're insane. because you know DHS has 2 billion rounds of ammo they're arming up for use on the streets of America. You know that there are GMOs in the food. You know all these things, so you must be insane, so they're going to take your kids and charge you with kidnapping your own kids.
Oh, now the media... Notice the media won't talk about them taking bank account money in Cyprus.
No.
They're taking all of it now, because they, in some cases, and the media just says, Cyprus is lucky they got a bailout.
Aren't we so fortunate?
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We don't need no education.
Welcome back. This is the Alex Jones Show, and we have a very interesting show. A lot of craziness happening in the world today. As you know, if you've been listening, Alex is here in studio with me. Mike Adams filling in today, guest hosting, but it's actually turned into a co-hosting situation, Alex, which is really even more fun.
Oh, yeah. I was going to take my son fishing this morning, and then I was going to come in the afternoon as he begs to go bass fishing. And I was going to come in and do administrative stuff and work on things until about 8 or 9 tonight and then go out for a little company dinner. And I had to just come in because of all this
crazy
happening. But listen,
it just happens.
Then Adon Salazar calls me back in there at the start of the last hour and goes, look at this local newscast off of Fox in Florida, in Tampa. And it's like their headline is Children Kidnapped, Amber Alert. There it is, Orlando Sentinel. Amber Alert, search continues for two boys abducted from grandmother's home by anti-government parents.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Now, again, the father had been arrested. CPS had given to the grandmother. It turns out we looked this guy up. He's bought stuff from us before. They found a bumper sticker, and it says at the anti-government rally that Joshua Hacken, an engineer from Tampa, was arrested at the rally. Okay, so
I'm suspicious about this rally being called anti-government.
Well, but what the point is, our government's been seized by the globalists.
Yeah.
It's an occupied government. But listen, here's the issue. What was my whole show yesterday, hyperventilating? Every veteran I know is getting a letter, or they're just getting a letter saying you can't own guns anymore,
yeah,
and they've never even... And if you go in for marriage counseling, your guns are gone now. Okay, so... I mean, doctors are spying on you. With
yeah.
People with no mental problems are having their guns taken. This is the purge. And now they have all these sitcoms, dramas, and movies where anybody that criticizes the government's a terrorist and has to be arrested. And so now parents are fleeing with their children, and there's Amber Alerts hunting the Patriots. This is how they're going to start the Civil War. Is coming after people's kids. They're going to start it.
Yeah.
They're losing the info war. No one watches CNN and MSNBC. Everybody knows they're terrorists that staged 9/11, staged Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it's a foreign banking cartel that runs Al-Qaeda. Everybody knows now. And so they're going to call us terrorists and try to start a civil war, hoping the smokescreen distracts everybody. Mike, we were talking during the break. I mean, you see me running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Because let me tell you, this is real.
Yeah, I know. I know. They're going to pull out all the stops. But you're right. The point is they are trying to provoke this because they want somebody to fight back so that they have an excuse to lay down something like martial law. And if they don't get it through these provocations, they're probably going to get an excuse with North Korea, as we've been talking
about. But it's going to be just like Mexico. You have a couple cops, a couple prosecutors getting killed in Colorado and
in
Texas,
yeah.
And they're basically on lockdown with details scared to death. Okay, I don't want a war with the police and military.
No,
it's wrong
right.
to be arresting without charges and taking guns of veterans
right.
with no criminal record, no psychiatric background. It's illegal. Okay, it's illegal to be taking people's kids that haven't taken shots when there's no law. It's all illegal. Okay, and so here's the deal. You're pushing us, okay? You're pushing it, and the globalists are going to sit offshore while this country goes up in flame, okay? So police and military better have a conversation right now, because we tell you, when you're out of the military, they're going to take your guns, too.
You know, and historically, by the way, I just got to say this, liberty has never been achieved passively by sitting back and doing nothing. Even Gandhi, he had a bunch of rebels in the country that were fighting against the occupation there. Liberty has not been achieved passively, Alex. That's something I'm not calling for violence in any way whatsoever, but you can't sit back and find freedom. It's a rule of the universe.
Well, you know, Glenn Beck calls me a fascist and calls me spooky because he's a gatekeeper, and I wish he'd come in on the team, but everybody's having pressure put on him. They tried to buy you out recently. The globalists have tried to offer me all sorts of deals.
Yeah.
You know, this is the issue here, is that they're taking over, and everybody's scared, and everybody's going to go along with this. I'm not the one that's spooky. The New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, I'm reading where they're now going to start taking money out of bank accounts in other European countries.
First
it was 10, then 20, then 40, then 50, then 60, then 80.
Yep.
Now they're going to take everything, and they're going to do that here. I found where Geithner's saying they're going to take private pension funds. And you know what? When you get angry about it, the cops aren't going to shoot rubber bullets at you, folks. They're going to mow you down. They're going to have cops mowing people down when the cops have had their pensions taken. Look at Spain, where they've been killing people over their pensions being stolen. And the cops have had theirs taken, too. You idiots!
They're defending the very system that's going to betray them. That's what they don't realize yet. The pensions are going to be targeted. No question about it.
Well, listen, this family... We need to put out a hotline for the family to call us
absolutely,
here.
Absolutely, yeah.
Is that the one? Absolutely. We went and looked. He's bought stuff from us. It's a listener. An engineer.
We need to come to his defense.
And imagine he goes to a anti-government Tea Party rally.
Yeah, a Tea Party rally.
And then they say you shouldn't have kids at an extremist rally. And then they search his car and claim they found a marijuana paraphernalia.
Which could be anything.
Oh, well, they can plant it on you.
A pipe.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I probably smoke marijuana every 3 years. They're going to plant it on me and take my kids?
Well, they are saying that these parents abducted their own kids.
By the way, the new thing is, after the veterans have the guns taken, There's no judge, no jury. They just say you're mentally ill. Your kids are next. And I know.
Yeah.
You're going to be hunted down, too. They're going to come after all of us. This is the re-education camp takeover. Mike Adams, you'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome back. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, guest hosting today. It's been an interesting show already, and I think Alex, I mean, he could jump in at any time, depending on what's happening, by the way. In the third hour, we're going to take some phone calls. We're going to ask for calls in the third hour from people in Korea, Japan, or Taiwan who are listening to the show and might have information about what's happening in Korea, but especially Korea. But please, we need you to call in English. That goes without saying, because our audience is English. So if you can do that, then please, please plan to call us in the third hour. Now, we're going to shift gears here from the North Korea situation for a while, and we're going to go back into food self-reliance, because this is a key technology. Now, I believe there are five key technologies for liberty that are all decentralized, non-controlled technologies that actually, they help you be healthier, they help you be more free, and more self-reliant. And one of those technologies, and probably the key, is aquaponics. And I've become a huge fan of aquaponics. I'm building my own system. But where I've learned much of that is from this man who's in the studio with us right now. His name is Rob Nash. He is the founder of AustinAquaponics.com. He's also a representative for the American, is it the American Aquaponics?
The National.
The National Association. So welcome to the show, Rob.
Excellent. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you here. And by the way, you're a really awesome teacher.
Well, thanks.
Your course, I took your Saturday course.
Yep.
I learned a lot.
Awesome. Glad to have you.
You're very good at it. So tell the audience what you do, because you're a hands-on guy who's having a lot of commercial success with growing food.
Yeah. Well, you know, about 7 years ago, we decided I'm going to give this farming thing a try. And in researching the best sustainable methods out there, we discovered aquaponics, which seemed to be a perfect fit for us. I had already been keeping koi. Pond in the backyard, and had experimented with hydroponics, and so they were a natural combination. And so we've been at it commercially for about 5 years now. And just through demand and multiple requests, we started doing the backyard trainings. So people had found a new interest in it.
Yeah.
And it's just blossomed from there. I can't keep up with the phone calls.
Now, you have huge hoop houses. I was there. You have a raft system. You've got grow beds. You've got wicking beds. You're growing the most beautiful lettuce I've ever seen. And you're actually selling this in grocers all over town, right?
Right now, we're really limited to our one farmer's market there in the Bee Cave area,
okay.
The Lone Star Farmer's Market.
Because everybody's buying it up right there, huh?
Correct. And the greens, as you saw that day, everybody's in this greens movement right now, and it's all about kale and chard, and of course the lettuces always do really well too.
Yeah.
But we're in a few, two to be exact, local restaurants, Italian restaurants, that just can't get enough of our basil, and so that's our biggest commercial market.
So are you now seeing, I mean, you've been doing this for many years, but are you seeing a surge in interest from people in this food technology?
Absolutely. You know, aquaponics has officially been on the map for, I'd say, 6 or 7 years in terms of small scale or backyard personal food production. But in the last 12, 16 months, it has just exploded in terms of backyard hobby gardeners wanting to adopt this as a means to grow food.
Why do you think that is? What are you hearing?
I would say mostly because of in Texas, it's mostly because of the climate. You know, you hear all the time, if gardening were any more difficult, it would be impossible. And so aquaponics has proven to overcome some of the summer challenges as well as in the wintertime. But I would think that with the food safety and security issues that we have and, you know, the quote-unquote broken food system that we're having to deal with, I would think more and more people are looking towards food production really to save on their food bill.
Yeah.
More or less to salvage their gardening hobby, which, again, has become frustrating to many people in Central Texas.
But I also noticed that aquaponics really seems to appeal to men a lot, where, like, soil gardening seems to be women do more of that for whatever reason. But I think aquaponics, there's more gadgetry involved, and it's kind of cool to build it, you know, guys like that.
I think you're right on the money there. I think aquaponics really gets most men's tinkering bone, if you will.
Yeah, right.
And then, of course, the wife is always supportive because, hey, it gives him something to do, keeps him in the house or in the backyard.
Yeah, it keeps him out of trouble,
right.
Is what you're saying.
And really, once you've overcome the initial cost, it's really a low-cost hobby, if you will. So what a better way for a family to spend some time than for the man to be able to build something and watch it go, and then the ladies to be able to bring something to the food table.
Yeah, and it's incredible because you don't even have to really bend over that much. You know, a lot of people don't like just the physical bending of gardening. These grow beds in aquaponics are at waist height. You can set them almost at any height you want.
Correct.
I've even heard of people in wheelchairs running aquaponic systems because they can do it. They can physically do it.
That is correct. Yeah, you get a lot of elderly folks or in one way or another disabled, and they really do enjoy the raised beds. And in a wheelchair access scenario, usually there's room underneath the beds that you could wheel up to. So it really is more like a tabletop garden, if you will.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It does take out a lot of the bending over and the backaches. There's no weeding.
So. No weeding at all, yeah. I remember you showed me weeding. It was like 1 second.
I think you
saw
the weed.
There's an actual one weed, yes.
Right, so, you know, it's not zero weeding, but one weed versus one day of weeding, it's pretty cool.
Now, the other thing that I really appreciate about you in particular, but also Troy, who we had as a guest earlier, but the entire aquaponic community, is it feels very open source to me. I don't find a lot of people saying, oh, I'm not going to share my secrets with you. You have to pay me $20,000 to have my secret patented system X, you know. No, aquaponics is like, we want to share the information and empower you with the knowledge that you need to grow your own food, and we hope you can empower others.
Yeah, you do see a lot of that. I believe that aquaponics was really born during this information age, if you will. And so it's probably one of the first new substantial things that come along that, again, that was in this information age where everything that comes along is put out on the internet. So we're all learning collectively as this methodology emerges.
Yeah, I read that at some point somebody decided, well, we should throw worms into the grow beds, you know, red wigglers. And then suddenly the fish poo problem, the buildup problem, was solved.
Correct.
Like, who came up with that?
Well, really, I can't tell you exactly which one person, but collectively there was some back and forth on the subject. And, you know, the idea was a great idea, but the organic movement, and I'm sure you probably keep up with this.
Yes.
There's so many regulations about raw manures and whatnot. We were really unsure what they were going to allow us to do in organic food production.
Yeah.
So worms had really remained kind of a novel idea. And then once the industry as a whole just said, look, we're going to call this all natural, and we're going to skip this OCERT, if you will,
yeah, right,
and forget about sharing our profits with the government or the USDA. And so they just went ahead and started throwing the worms in. And then almost immediately we got reports of such good results. And then, like you said, we wind up not even having to clean the gravel anymore.
That's what's amazing to me about the system. And for those of you listening, this is the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today. And yes, we're going to continue to cover North Korea and other things in the next hour. But right now we've got Rob Nash here from AustinAquaponics.com, who is an expert, a hands-on expert on aquaponic systems. And I believe this technology is absolutely crucial for liberty, for health. And with Troy, we talked about the importance, how you can put minerals into the system that are actually taken up by the plants instead of being flushed downstream and wasted.
Yeah.
That's another huge advantage, isn't it?
It's incredible. You know, you can use pretty much all of your organic supplements that you may have become accustomed to in organic gardening. And it really, like you said, stays in the system and is pretty much 100% absorbed by the plants. There's really nowhere for it to go. You know, we do have a closed loop system. The only water we add is due to evaporation or plant uptake. And so you're pretty much assured that everything you put in there is going to stay with your plants.
Yeah, I've heard that estimates are it uses anywhere from 1/10 to maybe sometimes 1/20 of conventional agriculture water.
Correct. Yeah, you hear anywhere the figures from anywhere to 2% to 10%. And I'm going to say that that depends on what traditional agriculture you're comparing it to, whether it's a rice field or old school drip irrigation in a rice bed.
That makes a lot of sense. And I also think, In terms of the cost issues, there's some upfront cost to it, but when you go to the grocery store now, folks, you are paying $4 for an organic red pepper, sometimes $5 for one red pepper. You can grow $1,000 worth of red peppers for almost nothing once you get the system set up. I mean, you can grow back huge dollars.
Literally. You should be able to see a return on your investment regardless of what system you went for, whether you bought a turnkey system online or built one yourself. You should see a return on that investment within the first year. Like you say, with prices going up, I've seen bell peppers as high as $7 a piece.
That's crazy. Yeah. But also there's another element here. I don't know if you've talked about this with your students, but there is the living energy of foods, the bioenergy of foods. And when something is dead, you know, it's been pulled from the ground and it's been shipped and it's been put in the grocery store and it looks dead. It looks like it got run over by a parade or something. That does not have the same life energy as fresh, living food that you pull right out, you know, piece of lettuce, make a salad of living lettuce.
Yeah, well, you know the old saying, fresh is best. But there's really nothing better than going out and picking food from your garden and taking it straight to the kitchen and having it that evening.
And even fish. You can harvest fish and have a fish that evening.
That's correct. Suffice it to say, any time that the wife says, well, it's your night to cook, what are you going to have? I come back with a couple of fish and some fresh greens, and that's for sure what we're having that evening.
Good idea. So you are also, I understand that you sell pre-made systems to people who kind of want to take the shortcut, but I get the feeling that you would prefer people build their own.
You know, I say the same thing with growing food. I've always said I get a lot more satisfaction out of showing someone how to grow their own super nutritious food than to sell them these, you know, $3 heads of lettuce each week.
Right.
It's a great way to pay the bills for me, but I think most people would get that same satisfaction out of growing their own. So yes, we do offer turnkey systems, but I really encourage people to learn how to do this for themselves. That way they're not limited to whatever one size system they bought. They would have an understanding of what it takes to put one of these things together, and then the sky's the limit. You know, they can take it all the way up to a commercial scale if they wanted to.
'Cause that's what I hear from everybody who starts this. They get the bug, and they want more grow beds, more and more and more, because it's so fascinating, so rewarding. And, you know, you're going to save really a small fortune, because one of the news items that we've covered here on InfoWars in the past is the droughts, the weather radicalization that's happened across the planet. You know, the Midwest droughts of last year have almost collapsed some of the grain supply in the Midwest, which is going to cause food prices to spike and skyrocket, actually starting right now.
Right.
You're already seeing it in the stores. So food is not going to get cheaper, but aquaponics, in contrast to grocery foods, always gets cheaper in comparison.
I would have to agree, sure.
The economics just make sense.
Right. Yeah, again, don't let the sticker price of a new system shock you, although I must say there are some out there that are a little overpriced in my opinion, but I'm going to assume that that's production costs, shipping, and materials that they used. And the systems that we like to advise people to build really are do-it-yourself or bought from local hydroponic shops such as Troy's Shop. And with this new aquaponic movement, a lot of the hydroponic shops have embraced aquaponics. And so it's a great place to start if you don't know, you know, where to start.
Yeah. Let's talk about food freedom a little bit, because another story that we've covered here is in places like Michigan, a woman named Julie Bass was threatened with 90 days of jail time for having a garden in her own front yard.
Wow.
And because of the activism of InfoWars and my website, Natural News, and others, we were able to get the city of, I think, Oak Park, Michigan, to back off of that. Was it a year ago or roughly a year ago? But there are other cases where home gardeners are being oppressed and threatened for growing food in their front yard because the neighbors want this sterilized, weed-free, artificial turf look. They don't know that they need to be growing food.
Yeah.
They don't realize that yet. What are your thoughts on food freedom?
Well, you know, I think everybody should grow as much food as they can squeeze in their yard, front or back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm assuming that that has something to do with HOA rules. And
it was a city rule.
Aesthetics.
It wasn't even an HOA. It was a city ordinance.
And I'm guessing this had nothing to do with aquaponics.
That was just growing garden. Cucumbers and soil.
Well.
And she was teaching her son to garden, you know. How dare you teach your children?
Well, if I were on any other show, I'd say, well, don't get me started about politics and city regulations and whatnot. But I think you know where I'm going with that. Unfortunately, there is a lot of that. And I think that's why more and more people don't grow their own food, is because there are challenges. It's either aesthetics or it's, you know, water use issues, or the rest of us that are chasing our tail trying to make a living just don't have the time to devote to a garden to keep it going.
Yeah, that's commonly the case. But when I drive down a neighborhood, let's say in Austin, I'm looking at a neighborhood like the one right next to your place.
Uh-huh.
I go from your place, which is growing food, it's very organic, it's health and nourishment, and then right across the street, there is this artificial neighborhood with an HOA, all these clean lawns, everybody there dying from cancer and heart disease and diabetes and spending millions of dollars on pharmaceuticals and mammograms. And what they need to do is cross the freaking street and go to you and eat their way to health. And they don't even realize it.
Well, and yeah, unfortunately, you're correct, and I do agree. In fact, I have a gentleman from that very neighborhood who, because of his HOA, is actually willing to share my property, be it investment or not, to keep that opportunity. But just because he's so limited in what he can do, he's going to come over to my place and share on my property to continue his gardening.
Oh, good. And so you're helping your neighbors there.
Yeah.
Rob Nash here from Austin Aquaponics, folks. Now, the InfoWars audience did crash Troy's website in the last segment. They may crash yours, too. just warning you in advance.
Incredible.
AustinAquaponics.com. And there's a lot of great information there. Another website that I like is the Aquaponics Source. That's Sylvia's website, right?
Right. Well, and I prefer to direct people to the Aquaponic Community Garden or gardeningcommunity.com.
Okay, go ahead and give that website out.
Which is the forum. And again, it is Sylvia Bernstein's website, but it is called the Aquaponic Gardening Community.com. And you'll find that as a forum. And I think as of right now, there's just over 9,000 members on there, and majority of them are backyarders or beginners, but I will say that it's probably the biggest collection of aquaponic experts that you'll find directly communicating with beginners. And so there's a ton of good information on there.
That's great. And I think also the key concept to get across to people is you're not using chemicals to grow plants. You are growing an ecosystem. There are more bacteria in there than anything. You've got bacteria, worms, fish, and plants all together in a basically a closed loop system. You've got fish food, of course, but basically a closed loop system that is self-sustaining, self-cleaning, self-supporting. That's a breakthrough.
It's pretty incredible, you know, and it's funny because really all we're doing is nurturing nature's biological process.
Right, right.
We haven't really created anything new.
The earth does this every day.
Yeah, we've just created a man-made way of harboring all of those benefits. And I think the more we understand about the biology of soil and the importance of funguses and bacteria, the more we're able to utilize them to our benefit.
But it also shows you the contrast to conventional farming, which is really artificial food. If you take conventional farming, they're throwing these seeds in the soil, and then they're only putting three nutrients on it, NPK, and that's it. And it's artificial food without the minerals that are supposed to be present, and without the probiotics, without the healthy soils, everything.
Yeah, and as we, you know, in organic farming, the current saying is you're feeding the soil, not the plant. And what they're talking about is the biological activity that's going on in there. And without all of those funguses, bacterias, and the sugars and whatnot to keep them thriving, really the plant's never going to do anything. Like you say, you can force feed it the NPs and Ks.
We've got to go to a break here, Rob. But we'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show. We're talking to Rob Nash here at Austin Aquaponics. This is Mike Adams. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more information.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
All right, we're back. This is the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you're enjoying all of the information. Our job is to inform you, to do a little bit of entertainment, but mostly inform you of the things that matter, that really matter in your life. And feeding yourself is key, because if you don't have food freedom, you are essentially a slave. And a lot of people come into aquaponics, which is the subject of our continuing interview here with Rob Nash of AustinAquaponics.com. A lot of people come to it from a point of view of freedom. Others come to it from a point of view of health. Others just want to save money on their groceries. Some just want to tinker with food and grow their own medicine and not have, you know, the government tell them what they can or can't buy in terms of medicine. So there are lots of reasons to get into it. But when I was there at your class there, Rob, because I took your training course, and I'd like to train with you more, by the way.
Sure.
I saw a really nice mix of people. Some people, everybody had already been into some kind of food, but there was one couple there that was part of an e-commerce company. They're like high-tech people who were getting into self-reliant food. Are you seeing like a big diverse cross of, you know, all kinds of people who are interested in it?
Absolutely. I would say primarily a few years ago, really it was kind of the college student crowd, the ones that were heavy into research, obviously into healthy eating, and the local vore movement. But now it's really spread, like you said, a wide, diverse crowd. I'd say the baby boomers are probably outdoing the college crowd at this point, because
really?
You know how they are. They get locked in on any subject and all of a sudden, you know, that's their new focus. But you do see a lot of diversity.
That's interesting, because I think also aquaponics is less physically demanding than soil gardening by far.
Yeah.
And one of the concerns I've had about a lot of people who are, we call preppers or survivalists, that they're buying seeds, which is very important. It's very, you know, sure, it's a great strategy. But if you've never really gone out there and sowed those seeds and grown food and pulled the weeds, you're not going to be able to just jump into it and do it overnight. It's hard work.
Sure.
So aquaponics is sort of, it's an easier thing you can ease into now, and you can do it even when you're, you know, an elderly person. You can handle it, no problem.
Yeah, literally. There's really no heavy lifting involved. Once you've got your media in your beds, you know, the biggest thing you're going to lift would be, say, a 20-pound tomato plant if you let it go that far.
Yeah, so you had a tomato plant that was like 20 feet tall that you had strung almost like a vine.
Yeah, and I think you were there 3 weeks ago, so we're at about 26 or 8 feet at this point.
That's insane.
Yeah, they get incredible growth.
A lot of people don't realize that in this system, because the nutrient density is so high, the plant density can also be much, much higher. So in the same square footage, you can grow, like, 300% more food.
Well, they say you can safely plant your plants at least twice as close as what is recommended. So if it says 1 foot, you can do them every 6 inches. Literally, the plants just aren't fighting for nutrients, like you said. So their root base doesn't have to reach as far, and there's really no issue with that. Really, what becomes is just that there's plenty of room for the plant to grow, that it actually has access to the sunlight, and
right,
there's room for fruit to, you know, to be harvested. So
got to have the light, of course. But this also works in almost any climate, because, you know, here in Texas, we all are trying to get rid of heat.
Right.
You can do that with the right shade cloths and systems like that. But in northern climates, all you need is a covering. You can grow food year-round in aquaponics.
That's correct. By heating the water a bit, you can keep the plant roots happy, and that'll, you know, basically trick the plant into believing it's not as cold as it is outside.
Good point. It's not the leaf temperature, it's not the ambient air temperature that really affects the production of the plant. It's the root temperature.
Correct. Yeah, they say the root zone is the brains of the plant, if you will.
Mm.
And so, again, by keeping it warm, the rest of the plant just keeps on metabolizing its sugars and whatnot, and so you get this vibrant growth.
Now, a lot of people listening, I know they've got a lot of questions, but, oh, and we got to go to break here in a second, but you can even grow sweet potatoes in these systems, right?
Yes, correct. Almost anything but white potatoes and or carrots, you know.
The carrots don't physically work.
They don't really like to push their way around in the heavy medias.
Okay. Well, we'll be back with one more segment with Rob Nash here. This is the Alex Jones Show. We've got a special report coming up in the next hour by Alex Jones. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with much more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.